The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
She really hates him. It's really true.
All right. Testing, 1, 2, testing, testing. Welcome back to My Wife Hates Me.
I don't do testing.
No, you know what? You don't do it well enough.
Okay, so I agree. I don't want to do it anyway.
All right, go ahead.
Test, test, test.
Testing, 1, 2. Hold on.
No, what? Why?
Because I don't want to have to do it during the middle of the podcast.
But why don't you just
I forgot.
Use the gum that you got in now?
Oh, it's old, so dry, and stale. Welcome.
Well, don't talk. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. Sorry about my co-host, Richard Voss, who happens to be so addicted to the gum that he never doesn't have it in his mouth. When don't you have it in your mouth?
When I'm eating pussy.
Okay, whatever. I don't believe that.
You don't believe it?
No. I don't believe
it. I could do it right now and prove it to the world or our listeners. Well, anyhow.
Somebody DM'd me and said he still won't look up from the... No, but where are you? But why do you look up like this? Like, look in there. That's where people are. Do you get it?
You can't.
So just, you don't have to do it all the time, but every once in a while, and then to me, that's how people talk. Okay, so here we are doing our 3,000th podcast. I don't know how many.
Oh, around 500, maybe.
500 podcasts. I'm Bonnie McFarland. This is Rich Voss. He won't look up or at me for the entire podcast. He's also chewing his gum down to a nub. I can see the glistening on his lips from it. It's
how do you
truly disgusting.
How do you chew gum down to a nub?
I don't know, but you
no, I don't.
Okay. I mean,
here's
I didn't know, like, it's amazing to me that you can't go a few minutes. Like, you couldn't do this whole podcast without the gum.
I could if I
wanted.
Well,
then you should. You've had enough complaints that there's...
I don't get the complaints. I don't get them.
Rich.
I'm not lying.
You're always like, we got to do better on the podcast. It's like...
Wait, what I do? Wait, repeat.
That's how you sound.
Are you kidding? All right.
And then, but if you could, could do the podcast without the gum, why wouldn't you? Like, just, I'm curious.
Could you do the podcast without bringing up the gum?
I've done, there's been one or two in there.
Well, here's one of my, I'll see what I can, minor complaints. Okay, see this coffee cup? It's a little smaller than a regular size coffee cup. See, hers is too big.
They look exactly the same
no,
size.
No, they're not. Are you kidding me? Look. I can fit mine in there. So here's the thing. We have way too many, and this isn't riveting, but I open a cabinet. There must be 25 coffee cups, all different sizes. They don't match. We don't have that many people.
So coffee mugs aren't supposed to match. They're supposed to be fun.
Oh. Get one of those hangers.
Get one of those hangers. And then put the cups on each one. You put a cup on there. Put another
like
cup
six,
on there.
Like six cups.
Put another cup up there.
Oh, really? You think you're funny?
Put another cup up there. No, I don't.
Get six, a hanger. I'm going to go buy one today. That's what I'm going to go to Walmart. I'm going to buy... And get matching cups and keep...
No,
and
no,
keep like
no.
Five in the...
Keep your muggy, grubby hands.
I'm going to keep like five... I'll keep
mugs.
Your five special ones you like
no,
up in the cabinet.
No.
We don't need 20 coffee cups.
I
no
like it. It's fine. It shouldn't bother you.
Yeah, yeah. You know why it bothers me?
Why? Because you didn't buy the coffee cups?
No.
Anything else in here that you've bought,
no,
that you've purchased, then you hoard, but not coffee mug. That's the only thing you don't hoard.
I don't hoard. I just threw out a gigantic bag full of clothing. I brought I brought it to the Goodwill.
Oh.
I wouldn't throw it out. I mean, I at least 10 pairs of True Religion pants.
They're coming back. They're back in style right now. They just came back in style.
No, they did.
Oh, my God, Rich. They just came back in style. Low cut with the fancy pockets. Oh, my God. They all fit you?
I didn't take them yet to the place during my car.
God.
Psych, I did take them.
Well, they're in style.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, no. Things don't go out like maybe that type of style, but not True Religion isn't back. Because when it's in Marshalls, it's done.
Oh, thank you. This is interesting.
It's done.
Information from sartorial something or other, Richard Voss.
Whoa, you're ad-libbing today. So,
fashion plate, Rich Voss. Look at him. Look at Rich right now. And then you tell me, you're not going to take fashion advice from this guy? He knows what he's talking about. I remember when you bought True Religion jeans. This is just an insight into who you are. You don't have insights into me, but I have insights into you.
Oh, really? But I have insights into you.
This is who you are. When I first met you, you were like, these are Diesel. You love Diesel jeans. You thought you were so cool.
Diesel.
Then I told you these True Religion jeans that just started coming out were cool. So
you didn't tell me. I knew it, but go ahead.
So then you bought a couple pairs, and then you were getting, like, you know, compliments on them. They did look good on you, those jeans, at the time when they were in style. And then you bought 98 more pairs. Like, you wouldn't stop. I had to say, that's what they were in Marshalls. Every time you saw a pair,
not in Marshalls then. They weren't in Marshalls.
Yes.
No,
I
got them.
They just
came into Marshalls like two or three years ago.
No, that's not true.
They weren't in Marshalls then. I would get them at Bloomingdale's.
Two or three years ago. Rich, True Religions were around 20 years ago.
No.
That's when they were cool.
It wasn't 20. It was after Last Comic when I started getting
Last Comic was like 20 years ago. Bless you.
Like 15 years ago.
18.
So they weren't in Marshalls till about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever. So, and I could call my daughter and ask her. She would know.
What?
What?
Why would you call her? I know. And you also have a Google. Like,
when did True Religion come to Marshalls? You think that would be on Google?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I guarantee it won't be. That, I'm going to make a guarantee that it won't be. So.
When did True Religion jeans
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Okay, they came around in 2002.
Yeah, that's 20 years ago.
Okay, the story, the stitch that started it all. In 2002, True Religion emerged into the Los Angeles denim scene by blowing up the construction of classic five-pocket jeans. Something or other. I don't know. So let's say 5 years after that.
All right, we'll get back to that. I just wanted to say thank you.
Is it hot back down here?
No. I want to thank Cleveland Golf for fixing my putter for free. I love my Cleveland putter. I have a lot of putters, but I really like the Cleveland putter. And Cleveland's known for its wedges, but they have great wedges.
God, what?
I want to thank Cleveland putter.
You know what? This is a podcast for both of us. You can't just be like, oh, I got some free shit. Let me babble on about it and pretend like I'm doing some kind of weird ad. That's not
I'm not
an
doing
ad.
An ad. I'm thanking them. That's not an
ad.
Yeah,
but you're like, okay. I want to thank, I don't know. Nobody's given me anything ever. I want to thank the gas station always getting me fast gas.
Gas comes. All right.
Like, come on.
It wasn't a read. Cleveland putter. I sent my putter to them. It was broken. And they fixed it for free. So.
Yeah. So then you go, oh, because you're so weird. You can't just be like, okay, great. I got something for free.
It's not free.
I've got to like say it on the podcast.
Yeah. Can't you thank people?
Let me, look, Cleveland putters. Mm-hmm. They do wedges usually. That was a tough word.
No, that's what they're known for, wedges.
Wedges. It's like it has to be like dubbed in.
No, my sand and
every third word has to be dubbed in.
Oh, real
so people
funny.
Can understand you.
Yeah, real funny. My sand and lob is Cleveland and
what?
My sand and lob.
What are those clubs?
Yep. Cleveland and my putter Cleveland. Then I have Callaway irons.
First of all, Cleveland. When you think of golf, you think of Cleveland. So what a great company, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, they do well.
Why would anyone get Cleveland clubs?
Because I just told you they make the best wedges.
But why would they name their company Cleveland if they're a golf company?
Maybe they're from Cleveland. I don't know. If they were
Scotland clubs, that sounds right.
No. You got Titleist, you got Callaway, you got Cleveland, you got...
Yeah, do you see Cleveland stands out as not the right name?
Yeah, it does. Who else? I can't... Ping clubs.
Wait, I don't need to know the names of the club. Like, you're missing the point. Do you understand why I'm saying Cleveland it shouldn't be the name of
the... Why, because it's a city?
Because it's a city that no one would golf at. No one goes to Cleveland to golf. You never hear people going like, oh, where are you going on a golf weekend? Yeah, Cleveland? Yep. You got it. You know it.
There's famous courses in every state.
It doesn't matter. You just don't think of it. Even like if someone goes, oh, are you going to Florida to golf? That sounds okay. Yeah, that sounds right. Florida clubs? I'll buy that. Arizona clubs? Okay. Cleveland clubs? No, that's dumb.
Oh, yeah?
And I was watching this movie that Louis C.K. put on his website starring Joe List. I'm not done it yet. But there's a character.
You're not what?
I'm not finished.
Oh.
The movie.
I didn't get to see it yet. I've been working. Go ahead. It just came out, right? On the website or?
I mean, it's been out for long enough.
I got to watch it. I like Joe List.
And so do I. So, and his wife, Sarah Talamash, is in it. Bobby Kelly's in it.
I heard Bobby was really good.
But there's a character that plays Joe List's sponsor who is like sitting there and he goes, look, man, I got a teenage kid. I got two grown kids. I got a younger wife. You know, whatever. I was like, is this based on you?
Well, I mean, I'm not the only one with two grown kids from an earlier marriage, wife and a teenage daughter.
Seemed pretty Rich Voss to
Well,
me.
That's pretty, did that person, was he a good actor that played?
The guy who played you?
But yeah, I can't say it's me. I'm not saying
the
it's
me. The
guy
who played you was the, like, maybe the best actor so far in the movie.
He can't be better than Bobby.
I mean, Bobby's a very good actor. So, I don't know, maybe. But Bobby didn't have that much. This guy was, like, good, like, in just, like...
Did he have a big part, that guy?
No, I mean, he was in one scene, and then he had a phone call. But that's all I've seen so far. I'm only half...
Could I have knocked it out, like I did in...
I was wondering about that. I was imagining you playing the part, and it was like, yeah, you would have done it differently, but you were still... The guy was very, like... He's exactly what you think of when you think of like a AA sponsor, the way he was talking.
So wait, now the guy had two older daughters, did he say, from a previous marriage? Did he say that?
Yeah.
He said that?
I mean, I don't know if he said the words from a previous marriage, but I don't exactly remember how it was written. I'm sorry, I didn't write down the soliloquy.
So he had the soliloquy?
Whatever, I didn't write down his speech.
two older daughters, a younger wife, and a teenage, he said, a teenage daughter. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool.
I have a teenager. I have a younger wife. I've got two adult kids.
So you think I should have read for it at least?
I mean, it seems like something weird was going on.
It's not a big deal. I like Joe List. I hope the movie's successful. I will watch it when I get time. And Bobby's special's coming out this, I think,
saw it on
Saturday.
The website when I went there to go get
it. Oh, it's out already, right?
Well, I don't know if it's out already or if there was
I think it comes out Saturday.
Oh. Wait, but there's something else I was going to tell you about that.
About what, the movie?
Fuck. What were we talking about right before that?
Cleveland Golf.
Oh, in the movie, they have the sign behind them at one point that says, Easy Does It. And it reminded me how much I can't believe that that the program stole like a saying in the world. Easy Does It. And took it for their own. Like, that's their thing.
No, they came up with that, Easy Does It.
Oh, really?
They made
anyone who says Easy Does It is like...
That was around 60 years ago when AA came around. Nobody was saying Easy Does It back then.
Easy Does It. Oh, no, that's a... Come on.
Do you think 60 years ago they were, you know, Al Capone and all those people were going Easy Does It?
Well, nobody really says Easy Does It.
Oh, now they say No Worries. I hate that. No Worries.
Oh, that's from, Long COVID. Stop it.
From Parent Teachers Association, PTA.
Why would we say that?
I don't know. Where's No Worries from?
Oh, I was going to say like a different like 12 step.
Oh.
But I couldn't think of one like.
Overeaters Anonymous?
Yeah. That's from Overeaters Anonymous.
Easy Does It. No worries.
No worries.
No worries. Well, anyhow.
Give yourself a pat on the back. Oh, sorry. That's from Narcotics Anonymous.
Watch Bobby's special. I've worked with Bobby 1,000 times. Kills every time. I've never seen him not kill on stage. You know, I mean, we know I'm funnier, but no, that's what he brought me into ONA for last time when I go, I'm a better comic. And
right. So what do you, so?
No, here's the thing. You can't like on a 1 to 10 scale, you're a 10, I'm a 10, Bobby's a 10. You can't compare. You can't compare Rembrandt to Picasso, you know?
Well, I mean, you can monetarily.
Well, yeah, but it's all taste. Art is all taste.
Well, it's actually not.
It is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Yes, when somebody's selling out a theater, that's because the people like that type of comedy. And it's also promotion and whatever now. But back when it comes to personalized, personal taste... Is what you like. I like all kinds.
Yeah, for us, it's our personal taste. But I'm saying art is not really like that. Like, people have art. Rich people have art that they don't necessarily like.
Well, it's an investment.
They're not even buying their own art. They hire someone else to go buy art for them and stuff.
Yeah, because it's an investment.
Yeah, so
you don't go watch a comic because... they're making a lot of money. You watch them because they're good.
Well, also because they're making a lot of money. They're making enough. Here's the thing. The truth of it is that you can't get someone to buy your product if nobody knows what your product is or where to get it. So you need money to market, right? And so...
No, you don't need money.
You can go on
TikTok, Instagram, you don't need money to market.
Okay, but let's say you go on Twitter. You've seen this happen where somebody who's famous tweets something and it gets like, you know, 40,000 likes. Now, same person or the same tweet goes out by a regular person. It gets 9 likes.
Yeah, because that person doesn't have as many followers as the other person.
Right. How does the other person get that many followers?
Because they're famous. So they still have
famous
for being on, for being talented, or for social media, or for many reasons. But you could do it without money.
You can.
It's hard.
But it's certainly helpful. Like a lot of people who are Instagram famous, they started off by buying their followers or buying their blue check or whatever.
Look, there's no...
I'm just saying money is so helpful.
Yes, and, it's helpful in everything.
And so it's... Listen, people who get famous a lot of times are already got a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of them do, but
you know, I know a comedian who got a publicist really, really early on in their career and blew up, and it's like, okay.
Was that comic not good?
I won't say one way or another because that's not the point of the thing. But the point is that other comics have to, like, struggle.
All I'm saying is Bobby kills on stage. That's what I was saying. He kills, so the special's got to be great, you know?
Bobby's amazing.
He's not amazing. He does well.
Oh, shit.
No, he's... Okay,
so we didn't do a podcast last week.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
I have an hour special coming out in November. I don't know where, on what, but it's coming out.
Finally.
I know. When do I release? I have my CD ready, my seventh CD. I listened to half of it so far. Sparking, there's one curse word. I think I said bitch once or shit once.
It's weird that you have to be clean.
Well, I don't have to be, but it'll play on more radio stations, you know. So, and anybody, you know, I want to do a clean CD. What's, you know, you don't always have to be dirty.
I didn't say you have to be dirty, but swearing is not dirty to me. No. Cursing is just like.
Yeah.
But, it's like saying like, oh, I didn't have any likes or ums in my special. Okay.
I think I didn't do any ums. That's when you're thinking. Mm. That's when you're stuck. I know one lady in the front row was laughing too loud. I told her, tone it down. I don't want people to think I planted you here.
That's funny.
Tone it down. I don't know. I think I'll release my CD. When do you think? November?
Do it in conjunction with the special.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's two different 1 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally different. Two different 1 hours. I mean, seven albums in a career is pretty good.
Yeah.
Not repeating any.
It feels like too many to me, but okay.
I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
38 years.
Wow. Damn.
So, seven albums isn't that much in 38
right.
years.
Right.
So, what were you saying that we didn't do a podcast last week?
We didn't do a podcast last week because you went to LA. How was that?
Oh, it was great. So, I get there. When did I go? Monday. So,
Here comes the lists. If people are looking for the listing part of the show, we get to hear an itinerary. No stories, no interesting tidbits, just an itinerary of things that Rich did.
That's not true.
Okay. Let's hear it. Let's see.
So I stayed in the hotel next to the Comedy Store. Pretty nice. But you know what? I checked in and they go, oh, we're going to give you only for $20 extra a night. One of the better rooms or whatever. And all it was facing this street, facing, what is that, on Sunset Boulevard?
Facing the street, should be facing the back of the hills, right?
I don't know. Where are the hills, behind you?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I don't sit in front of my window and look out my window. Anyhow, it was a nice room. It's a nice hotel. You know what? Anyhow, so Monday night I went over next door to the store. I ended up closing the show in both rooms. Richie, the GM there, who I'm friends with, said put him up. I closed it. The big room.
Got to speed up, man. This is just not interesting enough to take this long. Let's go, please. Begging you.
what is it, the main room?
Think about what is the point you're trying to get to it. Like, go there.
What is it, the main room, the
OR, and original
the
belly room.
The original, the that's the other room. And
the
then,
original is the one in the hall.
Yeah, and the belly room's upstairs.
Yes.
And the main room, what do they call the big room?
I don't know. Let's call it the main room.
I think it is the main room called. It's called the main
Rich,
room.
Rich.
So I close that show and then I close the other one. But in the OR, I kind of only did, you know, what, like 15 minutes, but I didn't know I was going last. I could have kept going. But what are you doing?
I want you to tell don't tell yourself. Yourself already knows. Yourself already knows. Tell them.
Then Tuesday.
Tell them.
Oh, I got to tell them. I got to tell you what happened to me Tuesday. So then Tuesday, Gullah put the show together for the deaf, right?
And oh. What?
We had a signer on stage.
I know, but what? Is that your sign for deaf signer?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It you go, such... you go, you said, you told me, when you told me, you go, you know, it's a, they have the person who talks with their hands.
I didn't say that.
That's
I
what you
said
told
a
me.
Signer.
You didn't say signer.
I didn't say
I go, what, for the deaf? You're like, yeah.
So we did a deaf show. I hosted it. Then the guy that won an Oscar from Coda went up, Troy, I don't know his last name, Troy something. He won an Oscar.
I can't remember.
Troy something.
I know what he looks like.
He was so good on stage. He signed and somebody...
Where are you talking?
Somebody talked.
Why would you look in the camera? Everywhere
with
the
like
camera?
I don't like looking. It's so stupid. Look at that. Look at that. How dumb does that look?
Looks fine.
It's not natural. It's not...
Every once in a while, pretend that's a person. I'm going to put a face there and pretend that's a person. And then every once in a while, you don't have to stare into that person's face. No. But every once in a while, oh... Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. Wait. Tuesday afternoon, I did a podcast. Ryan Sickler. Do you know who he is?
I mean, I know. I don't think I've ever met him, but I know.
Very fun podcast. And
yeah,
I had.
He seems funny.
I had to take Uber down to Santa Monica, but it wasn't expensive. And I guess, like in the middle of the day.
Thank
you
for sharing that part of the story.
You don't want to do. In the middle of the day, I'm in L.A., I'd rather play golf or something. You don't want... And Emily from the Comedy Store said, hey, do you want to do this podcast? And I said, yes. You know, they're nice to me over there. And, you know, you got to give back when people give. And I got there. I took a, you know... And the guy said, we met that when I hosted Live at Gotham... And he was on my show. And I go, oh, yeah, I did host Live at Gotham once, right? We hosted a show together, but that wasn't Live at Gotham. What was that? The one we hosted on Valentine's Day?
I won't acknowledge you unless you look at me when you ask me.
So what was that?
Why are you
that was, you know what show that was? What's his name from, what's that show on TV where people try to sell an idea to the millionaires?
Oh, Shark Tank?
Yeah. And what's the guy's name, Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
It was his show that they taped at Gotham, remember? And we hosted
That was a live channel.
No, not that one.
Oh.
Anyhow.
I thought Live at Gotham was for Comedy Central.
Yeah, that was a different one than the Mark Cuban one. Well, anyhow, look, I did Ryan Sickler's podcast.
Well, we hosted together something once.
Yeah, in February.
Where you, I wrote us a set, as I recall. I wrote us a set, and you wouldn't look at it. On the way there, I kept telling you the jokes, like, you know, you were supposed to do half the setup, so I do the punchlines, then I do half the setup, so you do the punch, whatever. It was like back and forth, and... You wouldn't, do you remember this? You wouldn't like memorize your part. I kept trying to, whatever. And so then when we were up there, you didn't know what to do. So I did all the setups and you did all the punchlines and you killed.
No.
And then afterwards, people came up and were like, your husband's very funny.
No way.
And I was like, I wrote all of that. I felt I felt used, abused.
No way.
Yes, systemic.
Don't try to use big words.
Systemic sexism. Yeah.
Well, okay, so Tuesday I did his podcast. And the guy...
Anyway, you killed on that show. because you could remember the punchlines when I did the setup. You'd be like, oh, I kind of remember this joke.
Oh, you wrote everyone. I didn't come up with any in the car. Come on.
I don't think so.
I'm sure I did. I'm very creative when it comes to that.
Okay, well.
7 albums. So I did his podcast, right? Which was a lot of fun. The guy, you know what I like when you're doing a podcast or a radio interview? When the person laughs. When they, you know, if you say something.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
You know, like when you do radio and, you know, like Ricky Gervais is like a real loud. Patrice was like that. When they laughed, it was electrifying.
I love it.
See, you're such a fucking asshole. You know what I'm saying? Electrifying. Patrice was, anyhow, so I did his
podcast. You don't know what I'm doing?
Yeah. I'm, what am I, stupid?
Oh, yeah.
So I did his podcast, and then that night we did the Def show. It was great. I hosted. It was so fun. Wendy Liebman, Alonzo Bowden, I can't remember the other guy's name, Bill Burr, and the guy. I mean, this is a killer show. I killed throughout the show. Want me to tell you my best line?
No. I mean, yes. I think I know it.
The signer. I had, you know, everybody, there was two signers. One would go up and then one would go mm-hmm. down. And my signer was signing. No, I don't want to say it's too dirty. It's too dirty.
I'll say it. You go, you said, when you're fingering your wife, are you talking in there?
Are you talking inside her pussy? It's kind of funny yeah. at the moment.
It made me laugh. It's kind of funny.
So, then I went over.
What? Yeah, people can't hear that. People can't hear that. What?
You're so aggravating. Everybody, like everybody I get me? Tweets. No, I just say you're aggravating.
So?
So, put your arms down. So, we do the show.
Why do we have to get up so early?
We do the show. Then I went to the Comedy Store when I got back, and I walked upstairs and they were doing roast battle. And you know where the judges sit up there on roast battle?
Not really, but does it
I matter? Walked over to him and there was two little stairs and I didn't see him. And I fell so hard. Did I tell you that? I wiped
yeah.
out. I could have, I mean, I got
did people it. Cheer or did people
no one saw it because it was behind. Oh. It's up and then I fell down.
Oh.
Jeff saw it, Ross. So I did roast battle.
Well, he's broken a hip, so he's aware of these problems.
Yeah, it was, I really lucky I didn't break something. Then Wednesday, we played golf.
Okay, I don't then, know wait, why this is good. Like
you asked me what I did.
I know, but I'd be like, oh, I had fun. I just did some shows.
Yeah,
I did the thing, and then move on. I wouldn't be like, okay, I ate a half a tuna sandwich.
I ate the whole thing when we played golf.
You know what I mean? It's like, why do you, like, honestly, what is it in you that thinks it's that important? Like, the things that you do are that important?
Because you asked, what did I do in California, in L.A.?
I know, but then wouldn't you have a couple of, like,
yeah,
even after the even while you're living your life, you go, okay, this is a good story to retell, or this is a cool thing that happened. You don't just sit down at the mic and go, let me give everything equal weight. Let me, walking over from your hotel to the club. I mean, it's like, did we really need that detail?
It was right next door.
And then taking an Uber to
Santa Monica.
Do we need that detail?
Yeah, you throw in. You got to paint a picture.
No,
I tell you that all the time.
No, you're not painting any picture because there's no. Yeah, it would be nice to paint a picture if there was some reason for this story to be happening, but there's no reason.
People,
you know what I mean? You're just like at the end. You're like,
yes, the picture I'm painting is.
Do you know what a story is? It has a beginning.
A middle and an end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It has some kind of question in it. You know what I mean? Like some reason for telling. Right? Something to overcome. Usually. Walking over to the fucking Comedy Store, you would only tell that if you almost got hit by a car or you got lost, even though it was just right across the street.
It wasn't
on
the
same side of the street, even. Do you see my point? I mean, I listen, I'm good at story. That's my thing. That's what I do.
No, you aggravate me.
But I just don't get. I got up, I put my hat on, I ironed my shirt, and then I walked over to the store. There's two shows. What's the overcoming part? Oh my God. Do you think people heard that? That was, I hope your stomach.
Yeah, my stomach was growling. Even my stomach is mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday night, I went on, did my last set.
Okay. It was okay. What was the thing to overcome? What's the point of this?
That I had such killer sets during the week
that
I go, I don't even want to go on Wednesday because I can't follow these other sets I had. You know what I mean? I mean, I did well. I did on a 1 to 10 scale, I probably did a 7. But what I'm saying is, you know, Monday night, two killer sets. Tuesday night, killer set. Great on roast battle. 4 for 4. Then you're thinking, ah, man, I don't even need to go on Wednesday. But I did. It went okay. Then I, And then Wednesday, I walked over to Pink Dot and got a nice sandwich. Went back to my room, and I got up and I flew home. And let me tell you.
Why did you add that?
What?
Pink Dot and the
Because I don't like Pink Dot now. They switched the whole place around. I got a tuna sandwich. And it was heated. I don't want a heated tuna sandwich. Okay. It was a tuna melt. I wanted a tuna sandwich.
All right.
So flying home, I try to upgrade with miles and money. And you can't even get upgraded nowadays. I'm trying to get upgraded flying to Vegas. And then it hit me. I already, you know, on the wait list to get upgraded with 20,000 miles each way because next week is Skankfest. And first class seats aren't that much better unless it's the ones that recline going to LA. But, you know, those other seats.
The long hauls. But if Vegas is a long haul, I don't understand why they don't have the, like,
well, coming
real
home,
first class.
I don't know because they cut back on planes or whatever. But emergency exit row, you know, there's seats where there's no seat in front of you. It's far away.
People know what an emergency exit row
is. But there's some emergency exit rows where there's
I'm
only
punch
two,
you in the face.
There's only two seats in front of you.
Thank you for joining our podcast on
what?
Flying the United Airlines.
So
what's wrong?
I'm trying to explain.
Now listen, I want you to think for a second as you're telling your stories about and I don't want you to turn and go like, "Oh, whoops, what did you do?" You know?
How's it going? Let me finish.
No, because as you're babbling on for 40 minutes about whatever bullshit you're babbling on about.
What you asked me, I'm only
I know, but then you got to like kind of, if you were doing a radio interview, would you do it like this? Would
no.
you be like, in the air? It's like you're just, it's honestly like you're just saying words until the time is done. It's like, I don't really want to interact with my wife. I really don't want to say anything interesting. It's like, do you know the premise of, what's that fucking movie? Where they put up a Nazi musical because they have to lose money.
The producers.
They can only make money if they lose money. That's like what I'm starting to think this podcast is, and you somehow know it and I don't. It's like you're like, no, we have to be a failure. If we want to fucking make our money back on this shit, we have to fail. So then you're just constantly like, you know, you lay in bed at night and you're like, I mean, she hates that I talk about the airlines, but it's the only way to get people to shut it off. It's the only thing I can do.
No. Oh, well, you're saying that.
She said, yeah, you're like, I'm going to, you know, I have to chew my gum into the mic so that people, she doesn't understand. She thinks we're trying to do a hit podcast. I'm trying to tank this sucker so we can make some money. Is that what you're doing? No. I'll never turn and ask her anything personal about herself.
First of all, you kept asking me questions.
Yes, because I'm talking to you. I'm having a conversation with you. You should look at that and be like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing that to her. But this is what you'll do. This is what you'll do. You'll be like this. Okay, you had some stuff happen. Tell me about your stuff.
That's not what I'll do. I don't hide behind my cup.
Go ahead. Do you have some good stuff? Are you done? So I'm at the funny station in fucking Benoit's.
Fuck Benoit's. The funny station.
I was trying to think.
Don't you hate when people on Twitter is where you working? The Chuckle Hut?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Is that like the hackiest fucking.
Oh, no. You want people to. Sorry, go ahead. Now that I know what's happening, it makes so much more sense. It's like, why won't he look into the camera? Oh, he doesn't want to make he doesn't want them to stay, so you can't look into the camera. This all makes perfect sense now. I don't know where you're making them, how this works. But if we want a failed podcast, you're doing the right thing. Should I start doing it too? I tried to use my points to get first class. Every day I look and see if I'm moved up to first class. I still haven't. I look at the other chairs to see if there's any first class open. There's still two open first class seats. I go, oh, come on, man. Let's put me in there. You know?
Yeah, you can check.
I think it's working. There's no one left. There's no one left watching. This is amazing. What a wonderful idea. How are you making the money? Oh, yeah. Blow it right onto the rich. Blow it right in the camera. Come on. Do you want him to stay or not? You want him to go, right?
Huh?
You want him to go?
No.
Like, who else knows about this? Is it just you? And who's paying you to have a failed podcast?
You're blinking.
I'll take it right now. What do we care? Oh, it's for my hair appointment on Friday.
Oh, my daughter's getting married Friday.
Yes.
Yeah. Bonnie, you got your dress and everything?
No. Nope. Nah. I'll wait till Friday morning.
Did your shoes come?
They're supposed to come today.
Looking forward
to
it.
Got my nails done.
Let me see. Look how nice those are. When you do that, you stole that idea from Raina.
Raina stole it from me.
Really?
I stole it from someone else, though. I've been hanging out with a very, very famous pop star's manager, like beyond famous, the most famous pop star in the world, their manager.
You've been hanging out with them?
I mean, she comes to my shows a lot. And then she had this nails and I was like, I'm doing it.
Does she come to my shows?
She has.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Then how come she's never, does she
We've
not
met
like me?
Her there a couple times.
Not me.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
With my friend John.
I don't think so. Maybe once, I think. Maybe. Does she think I'm funny?
I mean, she's never said it.
Do I offend her?
She's never brought you up, not one time. She's never asked about you. She's never been like, hey, where's your husband?
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh.
Yeah. You've only met her once or twice.
She's come to... She brings her boyfriend to see my set literally almost every weekend. I'm like, you guys have to stop because then I feel like I have to do new material in there. Do you know what I mean? Because they've seen a lot of it. It's stressful.
I have 7 albums.
Talk about that again because I think they didn't like it the first time, so this is going to be great.
You can't say who's mine. I know who it is.
Yeah. Okay, good. I'm happy for you.
And that person's not the most famous pop star.
At one time, maybe.
I downloaded a song today from... I kind of liked the song, but then I watched a video. And I don't know, Blink 182. You ever hear of them?
Yes. Is that a joke?
No. Blink 182.
You downloaded a Blink 182?
Da, 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 da. Here, let me.
Wow.
This song. I kind of liked it.
What year is it from?
Why, they're old?
I mean, I don't know any new Blink-182 songs.
Okay, here's this. Wait, what do I look under?
I don't know, but you could just take your time because
no.
What? No. Listen, if there's anybody left here.
Here.
We aren't doing our job.
This ain't your, is this the right
no,
song?
No, that absolutely is not Blink-182. Well, I don't know what you're listening to.
Oh, yeah, here.
Good that song. Is the oldest song on the planet.
Really?
That's from your True Religion jeans era. Is it from 99?
Oh. I kind of like this song.
You have the worst taste of music.
You don't like this song?
Nah.
This is a part I like, I'll tell you. I like that part.
Why are you holding it? Like, why wouldn't you hold it to that?
Oh.
Oh, no, I get it. No. Don't let him hear it. That's even funnier. We'll just play stuff that they can't hear. I say they, but I'm just talking about one transgender person.
I like that song. Listening. You don't like that song? It's old, I think. Well, I know now. I mean, I know it was old when I... Whatever. Well, I guess we covered a lot today. What's going on with you?
Oh, thank you for asking. How wonderful. Jesus.
What's going on?
You know what's going on with me. Did I not have, like, the biggest news this week? I got hired to write a movie for Lionsgate. A lot of money.
It's for Lionsgate? You didn't tell me it was for Lionsgate.
Hey, shh.
Shh.
Of course, when I start talking. The cat knocked something in the...
Stop, hey.
Hallie, cut it out.
For Lionsgate? You didn't tell me it was for Lionsgate. They already have a distributor?
That's the distributor.
Yeah, I just said they have a distributor, well, Lionsgate.
Yeah.
Who's putting up the money? Lionsgate?
It's a complicated system I don't care to talk about, but don't you think... Look at his response to it.
I'm going, whoa.
This is, remember you go, you kept asking me, you kept like the conversation going. Remember well, that before when you were talking and you said, oh, you kept the conversation going.
Well, let me
That's
get
what conversation
started.
Is. This is what I told you. Hey, didn't I sign a big deal this week? You're like.
No. Are you kidding me? I go, that's
oh,
great.
Oh, no, you weren't looking into your.
I go, that's great.
That was good.
Did you start writing it?
Yes.
How many pages?
I'm doing...
I gave you already one or two funny ideas, so don't think I'm
oh
not invested.
Oh, my God. Isn't that wonderful?
I'm so invested.
No. It's so hard to bring it back to yourself on something like this.
No, I wasn't
like
bringing that back
But you
to
did. You managed.
You're saying I don't
you
care.
You managed to somehow bring
you're,
it back to yourself.
You're saying I don't
love
care.
It. I love it, Rich. This is a skill that not everybody has, but you're able to take something... Anything that anyone else does and bring it back to yourself.
That's not true. Say something else about
I once killed a nun in college.
I went to college.
No, you didn't. No. That's a full lie.
How long did you go to college for? 2 years?
A little less.
Really? Why'd you quit?
I got a job working in film. And they ended up just like letting me. They gave me my credits or whatever.
Get out. Mm-hmm. But was it only a 2-year school to be
a 2-year school, yeah.
Community college
mm-hmm.
in Vancouver?
In Edmonton.
Oh.
NAIT, Northern Alberta Institute of Technology, radio and television arts program.
And where'd you stay? A dorm?
No, I lived in a
apartment
with some folks.
Did you?
I worked at a bunch of different places, a popcorn thing in the mall.
Where's the restaurant that used to steal
at a
from?
A restaurant called TGIF. Oh, no, it wasn't called TGIF.
What? Don't say the name because you used to steal, right?
I mean, everybody did.
Well, that's not...
I worked at a tanning salon. One time I slept in, I just didn't go open it up, and oh my God, it was such a nightmare. Because then we had to reschedule everybody. Like, people showed up and no one opened. It wasn't open. And I lied and said I had a broken arm. And then I had to go get a fake cast.
No way. Yes. How do you get a fake cast?
I don't know. One of my friends had it. And they still didn't believe it. I was like, I was in a car accident and I broke my arm. And then the guy that was my roommate, he goes, why would you say you broke your arm? Now you have to, like... You know, because I had to go get my check. I had to go pick up my check. So I had to put on a fake arm to go get my check.
A fake arm or a fake
cast? Fake cast.
You had three arms?
They didn't believe it.
What do you mean they didn't believe it?
They were like, they did not believe for 1 second any of that story.
It wasn't a plaster of Paris, you know, those casts that they
made. I don't remember. I had it in a sling. I don't know. I put it on. We were like standing in the street. They could probably see me putting it on and then walking in and getting my check.
Well, you're so stupid. Why wouldn't you put it on at home?
I don't know.
You had a guy roommate? Was he in school?
I don't remember.
You don't remember
your roommate? Well, I had a lot of different roommates. Like, at one point I was like, I lived in a garage. I mean, I was just like, I was poor. I didn't care. I didn't know really that you could have money, even. I just like.
But now you're rich. Now you're getting rich, right?
I'm working on it.
Mm.
I made a lot of money this year, and then I told you how much, and then you were like, taxes.
Yo, our taxes are going to be killer this year. Oh, well. But you know what? You pay to pay. I mean.
You pay to pay?
No, you pay, you make to pay. You make, the more you pay, the more you make. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
All right. Easy does it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Can we easy does it out of here?
Whoa. So do you think I did well during the podcast? Like, is there any complaints after it? If there's complaints.
I mean, if there's complaints, that's what you want, right?
No.
That's you. What you want. It's, what's it called? What's the thing called? Like, springtime for Hitler. This is springtime for Hitler, this fucking podcast, man. It's like you're just trying to make sure we fail. I'm so happy that I figured it out, because I couldn't understand before why you were like the way you are. Putting in the gum, sneezing.
Breathing.
Listing.
I didn't list.
Wearing this. You know what I mean? You're just like never looking into there. It all just makes sense now. It's like, oh.
He's trying to fail?
So you have some deal where if you fail, you make money, I guess.
Well, anyhow, what do you want? You want to plug anything? That's fantastic. I didn't know it was Lionsgate. That's even bigger. Bigger news for me to process. So I'm pretty...
Well, what did you think it was? It's like some fucking... It's a $12 million movie. Which is a very low budget, actually.
You got that.
Still.
Any work coming up you want to plug?
I would like to know how much that movie with Joe List cost to make.
I didn't see it. $3 million?
Probably.
I heard Nick was good in it. Was Nick good in it?
Everyone was good in it that I saw so far. As I said, it was late. I started watching it late last night, and I only got halfway.
Mm-hmm. Did you already download it, pay? So I could watch it, right?
Yeah, you have it for 5 years. You can't rent it. You have to buy it. And then you get it for 5 years.
That's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's on my bucket list. Oh, so we watched a movie the other night, and I brought it up on Bobby's podcast because I didn't hate it. I didn't love it.
Bullet Train?
Yeah. And Bobby goes, I loved it. It was great. They all loved it. And I go, yeah, it was good. Like, Mike kind of goes, I saw you didn't like it, but you switched up when Bobby said he loved it. Because there was parts I really liked, like the actor that's in.
Don't.
I know the actor that's in Atlanta. I thought was great in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Brad Pitt was good in it.
Mm-hmm. I thought everyone was good.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was a bad movie. We usually want to shut it off halfway through, and we didn't.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing. So yeah, I guess. I would recommend
it. I heard they didn't want people to like it. They would only make money if it lost money, but.
Okay, so this Saturday I'm at Tiff's. Friday, my daughter's wedding.
I bet next weekend, all the time.
Next weekend, Skankfest.
Oh, yeah. Come to Skankfest, Vegas.
Did you book your flight?
I talked about it on this podcast.
No.
Yes, I said I was I was trying to use my points, not my miles, my points. I have points because
I'm platinum.
I'm more than platinum. Did you get 40 points then? If you're platinum, you have 40 points.
What do you mean? Yeah, I think so.
So.
Go ahead, tell me.
Anyway, but I thought the points just meant immediately you're like, if you use your points, you're immediately, but bumped
premium
up.
Premium platinum.
Well, click it and see.
Premier platinum, premier. Click what? What do I click?
Well, you sign in and then see where your points are.
I can't
remember what they call something.
I don't points. Know. Premier platinum. How did I get platinum? I was gold. What are you doing? Don't worry about it.
Okay, whatever. Why can't you?
I got to sign in.
But why isn't it?
It's face.
Why isn't it a face thing?
Why isn't it? Oh, God damn it.
All right. Anyway, this is good.
What's good?
That you're doing this on the podcast.
You did it.
No, I'm saying it's good because the few people that were left are gone. We did it. We cleared the thing.
Okay, I'm signed in. Now wait. Now what?
See, you have plus points, 40.
What does that mean?
That you, instead of using your miles, you can use 20 plus points to upgrade on a long-haul flight.
How do you do it?
Well, don't worry about it now.
Well, I try to upgrade with 20,000 miles going to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't.
There's difference, right?
I don't know if there's a difference or not. I don't understand it.
It's view upgrades. It's so plus points are good? Do you lose them every year?
You can only get them if you're platinum.
I'm platinum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. When did I become platinum?
I don't know. But anyway, for the one person still watching, God bless your soul.
Oh, come see me. Go to richfoss.com. I have dates. I'm filling up till next year. I'm almost booked to next June almost.
And
or May.
Drip, drip.
Oh, drop, drip, drop.
Drip, drip.
All right. I'm hungry.
Bye.
My Wife Hates Me was created and hosted by Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. Subscribe to the podcast by visiting mywifehatesmepodcast.com.
Suicide pact, he's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Pittsburgh Regional Transit is making a difference. PRT is improving transit for every rider. We're adding QR codes to bus stop signs so you will know when your bus will arrive, making it easier to get on board with our mobile ticketing app, and investing in all-electric buses to help reduce emissions today to help improve air quality tomorrow. Yes, PRT is making changes. But more importantly, we're making a difference.